Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. You know, honey, I've taught about faith a lot. I mean, I didn't look it up today to find out, but I would say that we've taught about faith, probably 700-800 times, mentioned it on our daily calls. So you would think that we've said or taught everything that could be said about faith.
You can never say too much about faith.
No, but that's not
my opinion.
True. So today we're going to talk about this spectacular Saturday, seven things that makes faith possible.
Mm-hmm.
First, faith positions us to receive forgiveness. Romans 3:25, Classic Amplified Bible. For we hold that a man is justified and made upright by faith, independent of and distinctly apart from good deeds, works of the law. The observance of the law has nothing to do with justification. As the scripture just said, we're saved by grace through faith. And listen to this. Ephesians 2:8-9, Classic Amplified. For it is by free grace, God's unmerited favor, that you're saved, delivered from judgment, and made partakers of Christ's salvation through your faith. And this salvation is not of yourselves, of your own doing. It came not through your own striving, but is a gift of God. God not only forgives our sins, but we live in obedience to his word. He also continuously cleanses us of all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9, Classic Amplified Bible. If we freely admit that we've sinned and confess our sins, he is faithful and just, true to his own nature and promises, and will forgive our sins, dismiss our lawlessness, and continuously cleanse us from all unrighteousness, everything not in conformity to his will and purpose, thought, and action. Hallelujah. Not only are we to receive forgiveness, we're to give it as well. Matthew 6:14-15, Classic Amplified Bible. For if you forgive people their trespasses, their reckless and willful sins, leaving them, letting them go, and giving up resentment, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, their reckless and willful sins, leaving them, letting them go, and giving up resentment, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. Forgiveness gives us our life back. Forgiveness is more than the person you're forgiving. Forgiveness will allow your, it will allow your prayers to be answered.
I'd say faith for forgiveness and reconciliation with God is important. Second, faith creates patience. Hebrews 6:12, Classic Amplified says, in order that you may not grow disinterested and become spiritual sluggards, but imitators, behaving as do those who through faith, by their leaning of the entire personality on God in Christ, in absolute trust and confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness, and by practice of patience, endurance, and waiting are now inheriting the promises. Wow. Behaving as do those who through faith, did you hear that? By their leaning of their entire personality on God in Christ, in absolute trust and confidence, as we just said, in his power, his wisdom, and his goodness, then that by which we receive and practice patient endurance. You know, in the Hebrews, in the Living Bible, Hebrews 6:12 says it this way, then knowing what lies ahead for you, You won't become bored with being a Christian, nor become spiritually dull and indifferent. But you will be anxious to follow the example of those who receive all that God has promised them because of their strong faith and patience. There are those who say, well, we don't know what the future holds. But according to Hebrews 6:12, we can know what lies ahead because it keeps us spiritually motivated to have strong faith and patience.
Wow.
You know, Joyce Myers once said, patience is not simply the ability to wait. It's how we behave while we're waiting.
That's good.
So our strong faith will give us the victory as we patiently wait for unfulfilled promises to be fulfilled.
Third, faith makes us a fighter, a victor in life. 1 Timothy 6:12, classic Amplified Bible. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal life to which you were summoned and for which you confess the good confession of faith before many witnesses. If we're going to have the victory, we will have to participate in the battle. We'll have to fight the good fight of faith. We'll have to put our foot down on the devil's head. Remember that your victory over the enemy is not supposed to be a once-in-a-while event. God sees you winning every battle, every time. He sees you as instant in season and out of season. The word clearly says the constant state of victory is our godly heritage. It is our birthright. Romans 8:37, we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. 1 Timothy 6:12, for which you confess the good confession of faith before many witnesses. The key to winning our good fight of faith is our confession, which makes invisible visible to you. You can have the confidence that you are fighting the good fight of faith, and God will protect you. Consider the words of Jeremiah 1:19, New International Version. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you. I am with you, and I will rescue you, declares the Lord. Now, honey, that's something to shout about.
Yes, it is. Fourth, faith gives us a peace to enjoy life. Jesus was crucified through the shedding of his precious blood on Calvary so that we could access the presence of God and the power of the Holy Spirit working through us. In Ephesians 2:18 in the New International Version, it says, for through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. In Romans 5:1, classic Amplified, it says, therefore, since we are justified, acquitted, declared righteous, and given a right standing with God through faith, let us grasp the fact that we have the peace of reconciliation to hold and to enjoy. Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. You know, God never runs to meet our needs, but he will always run to meet our faith.
I remember the first time I heard you say that. It's good. Powerful. Fifth, faith is our spiritual protection. Ephesians 6:16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The fiery darts of the enemy aren't just aimed at your vital organs. They're aimed at your mind, where they can do immeasurable harm. You and I have protection from all the fiery darts of the enemy, beyond anything the world has ever seen, and it's free. Psalm 511, New Living Translation. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you.
Mm-mm.
Not only does God offer you protection, but your enemies become his enemies. We've talked this several times over the last few weeks.
We love this scripture, don't
we? We do. Exodus 23:22, classic Amplified Bible. But I will indeed listen to and obey your voice. I'll be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. When we listen to and obey God's voice, we're moving in faith. Now that's a real protection plan.
Six, faith makes healing possible. Think of that. Matthew 13, verse 58, Classic Amplified says, "And he did not do many works of power there because of their unbelief, their lack of faith in the divine mission of Jesus." When we doubt the miracle-working power of God, we not only miss unique opportunities to be more, do more, have more, we limit the power of God to move supernaturally in our lives. Wow, in healing. Also, God does not want us living a sedentary existence, going from one event to the next, or from one crisis to the next, or one sickness to the next. Luke 17, verse 19 says, "And he said unto them, Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole."
Wow, I love that scripture. Seventh, I love all these scriptures.
Yeah, I know.
Seventh, faith enables us to please God. At various times in our lives, you may have been rewarded by a parent for good behavior, a teacher for making good grades, coach for a great game, by an employer for a job well done. But truthfully, we can't even begin to imagine the kind of rewards coming to us for our obedience to God's direction. God owes no one. You will receive your reward. Hebrews 11:6. "But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for rewarder, G3406, and it means one who pays wages, a rewarder. We've shared this before, but it's something we really need to get inside of us. God is the one who pays wages to them that diligently seek him. We need to get a hold of this. Jeremiah 17:10, New Living Translation. "But I, the Lord, search all hearts and examine secret motives. I give all people their due rewards according to what their actions deserve."
Wow.
Our faith, not only pleases God, but it brings us rewards as well. Now that's definitely a win-win situation.
Yes, it is.
Can somebody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Go to HaroldHerring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed it have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.